This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The toll-free call-in number here in just a moment, but you know, we actually have brought some fairly interesting things to the table tonight. The we is Daryl,
Heather,
and Chris.
And let me unmute one of these things. Hold on, I don't know why we're coming across two pots on the board here, and I really don't know.
Is that one of our technical difficulties we sometimes encounter?
There is something here.
Who doesn't want to hear Daryl twice?
I know.
I don't know. And if I just keep muting stuff, then you know, eventually it will go away, but then we won't be able to hear the music at the end of the segment, so we'll figure that out. There were some weird poll numbers that came out. I say weird because I've got a set of polling numbers, you've got a set of polling numbers, Chris, and they're from two different places, but asking fairly similar questions. Apparently, according to public policy polling, Americans think that Donald Trump will be the worst president since Richard Nixon. The newest poll from PPP, and they actually did this just a couple of days ago, January 23rd and 24th. They asked voters a variety of questions, 42, in fact. But voters are split evenly in their appraisal of Trump's job so far. And, of course, you know, he's only been in the office for less than a week.
Well, I mean, what a busy week he's had. I mean, he has already removed all rights of all women, correct?
No.
Well, I thought that's what the protests were about. Okay. Well, maybe he hasn't done that, but he's done a lot of other things.
Trump.
Yeah, and
putting America first by allowing a Canadian oil company to build a pipeline through the U.S. so that they can sell oil to China.
Well, he's got that going for him. But I have a lot of friends on the left and a lot of friends on the right. And the ones on the left sound like my friends on the right a year ago.
Or 8 years ago.
Well, take your pick. But it really is sort of that. My God, this man has single-handedly dismantled the fabric of society in a week.
Right.
That's what I'm getting from my friends on the line.
According to the poll numbers here, 44% approve of the job that Trump is doing so far. 44% disapprove of the job so far. The
How
rest are
been?
Undecided. Less than a week, and they asked this on the third and fourth day that he was in office.
Well,
it's going to
be a long 4 years.
Isn't it? It is going to be a long, long term.
When it comes to favorability rating, and this is what I find to be the second most interesting number out of the numbers here from public policy polling. Favorability rating. Generally, after someone is elected, their favorability goes up a little bit.
Sure.
Donald Trump's has stayed about the same, with only 44% of voters having a positive view of him, 50% having a negative view. So his unfavorable rating has gone down just a little bit, but he still has a negative favorability rating.
All in all, I mean, I think everybody recognized he'd be a very divisive character after Obama.
Yes.
Who I thought was pretty divisive.
Dean Debnam, the president of public policy polling, says Americans got to see two major events last week, or rather last weekend, Donald Trump's inauguration and the women's marches across the country. They came away with a much more favorable view of the women's marches. There are a number of reasons that Trump is continuing his unpopularity. One piece is that voters don't like the policy he wants to enact. They found that only 34% of respondents actually want to build a wall on the Mexican border if taxpayers have to pay for it, compared to 53% who oppose doing so. They also found that with Trump now in office, the Affordable Care Act is reaching record levels of popularity at 45%.
Oh, my God.
And 41% are opposed. Only 30% of voters think the best plan is to repeal it and start over. 61% of respondents would prefer Congress to keep the ACA and, quote, fix the parts that aren't working.
That's the problem, and I've said this so many times. You can't repeal and replace was the stupidest slogan I have ever heard of in my life. There is no replacing a socialist program with a better socialist program. Mm-hmm. Well, what can I do? It's just socialist
light. You replace it with nothing. No, that's the Ron Paul thing, right? Get rid of the income tax, replace it with nothing.
Right. You can say that. Okay, well, maybe that's more palatable. I just think you repeal and repeal. How's that?
Yes. I'm fine with that. Repeal, the whole replace thing is absolutely ludicrous.
And what kills me is that when we talk about that, and if I ever bring up that point, I'm, you know, instantly painted as someone who hates the poor and hates the people that don't have insurance. The opposite is true. I care very much about my fellow human beings, and I want them to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
But I know that these types of programs, as has been shown throughout history, will end up killing more people. Talk to the people on the year-long or multi-year-long waiting list for surgeries that could save their lives. That happens mm-hmm. in Canada, that happens in England, that happens in other places where this debacle has been tried.
Regarding Trump's tax returns, 59% of voters think that Trump needs to release them, compared to just 32% who say it's not necessary. In fact, 54% of voters would support a law requiring presidential candidates to release 5 years of tax returns in order to appear on the ballot. Just 34% actually have any kind of understanding of things that are legal and say that they would oppose putting that requirement in
like
place.
Deja vu, only now tax returns instead of a birth certificate.
Exactly. The other thing I would ask those people is like, okay, for you to get a job, we require you to release 5 years of your tax returns. Or if you want to run for your local town council.
Yeah, they should 5 years of your tax. Too. Make sure he's not smoking pot.
Good one. We'll throw that on the list, Errol.
And let's see what else they have here. 61% of voters think Trump needs to fully divest from his business interest. Only 28% say it's not necessary for him to do so. Now, one thing that I do find fairly interesting, and I've not actually fact-checked this myself, but I've seen reports that Donald Trump apparently has some kind of investment in Energy Transfer Partners.
Yeah, I've heard that too, and I haven't verified that for myself. This is one I'll kind of agree with the majority on. I do think that if you're going to be in public office, you should not have glaring conflicts of interest.
Right. Dick Cheney and Halliburton.
That's a great example.
Great example. And, of course, Cheney did sell off his shares, but that didn't stop people from saying that, you know, he was doing all of the things he did because he owned shares of Halliburton.
Right. Or whether there was some sweetheart deal at the end of his vice presidency that would return those shares to him in some way.
Right. And, of course, Energy Transfer Partners being the parent company of the Dakota Access
Thank
Pipeline.
You.
Now, regarding Russia, because that's something that, you know, we just have to keep dragging the Cold War out for as long as possible. Trump's alleged ties to Russia continue to be a problem. Only 13% of voters have a favorable opinion of Russia, compared to 60% with a negative view of the country. Vladimir Putin himself has a favorability rating of 10%. 67% have an unfavorable opinion of Putin.
I want that broken down. How about the ladies, though? Do the ladies like Putin?
Give me 1 second, and I can actually pull
it. I was sort of kidding there. But
because they do break it down. I've got the full results here.
While you're looking for that, I mean, my other comment would be, can we start referring to this as Cold War II? Like, we have World War One, World War Two.
I mean,
this is absolutely, I mean, this was a construct of the Obama administration.
I don't know if the ladies would like that name change, though. Yeah.
They actually do not break it down male and female on this, but they do break it down by age. And he's more popular, Putin is more popular with the 30 to 45-year-old really crowd.
Interesting. Your mom?
Yeah, no, my mom likes him. She thinks he's hot.
Okay, that's 5:450.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. While the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now, there's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about some interesting polling numbers coming out of public policy polling. Apparently, Vladimir Putin has an approval rating of 10%. The country of Russia has an approval rating of 13%. And Congress, we didn't get to this, but Congress has an approval rating of 15%.
Is that so up?
That is up.
I was going to say.
By about 50%. But the approval rating of Congress and Russia are within the margin of error. So let that sink in for a moment. Something that is definitely, well, there is no margin of error here. If you have Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrencies, you need to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That's the Jax wallet, J-A-X-X. You can find that at jax.io or in the app store of your choice. There's no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, DAO. I believe they also have Dash. They're working on adding other currencies as well. And there's Shapeshift integration, which allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. It was created by Free Talk Live listener Anthony DiOrio, who's also the creator of CryptoKit and the founder of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax, and Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That's JAXX.io. We'll get back into these numbers, but let's go to Skype, where we've got James Cleveland calling in from Colorado. James, of course, a former co-host of Free Talk Live. James, you're on. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I guess I was calling about, so China, they have something called the Great Firewall of China, and they block all these different websites, including things like Google, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Dropbox. So now they've done something where they've made VPNs illegal. And what a VPN is, it's like you can set up a server in another country and connect to that server, and it encrypts your traffic. So it looks like you're coming out of, let's say, the Netherlands or wherever you connect to.
Right.
But they're calling it quote unquote a cleanup of their internet connections. But basically, they're cracking down on VPNs and making them illegal to use.
Yeah, we've heard about some of this before, to where there is a listener that had traveled to China, was using a VPN to get around some of the firewalls, that Great Firewall of China, and he said that he kept losing his internet connection. And my guess is that, you know, the Chinese government has figured out, here are the IP addresses connected to certain VPNs.
Right.
Let's just block them off completely.
Sounds like it'd take a big blacklist.
It would. And, you know, sometimes they might just, everything that starts with, you know, 192 dot blah blah winds up getting, you know, or they know what the IP addresses are from China and Southeast Asia and blacklist everything else? I don't really know, but this is something that I have heard people talk about for a while, specifically on some of the tech shows.
Well, my take on it is this is the type of thing I would expect from a communist country.
Yes.
This is what they do if they're going to maintain control the way they maintain control. That's going to be it.
And
what concerns me more is when we have had over the last, pretty much since Snowden, conversations taking place in Congress debating whether we need to take some action against this ability to avoid lawful monitoring of our internet usage by the NSA and things like that. So don't think this is just China. This
right.
gets talked about in Washington.
Right. The difference
is... Hold on, James.
The difference is that, you know, in China, they're actually doing something about, you know, preventing people from using VPNs. And I've heard a theory that the Chinese government is trying to create sort of an intranet that would exist only within China, and you know, you can't go outside of it, and you can't get in it if you're not there.
Yeah, it's already disturbing. I mean, if you've seen Tank Man, like if you type in Tiananmen Square in China, like no pictures of Tank Man comes up. If you guys ever seen that.
Yep.
Yeah, I actually
so it's really
remember.
Just disturbing how they're censoring things.
I remember watching that live on television, or it might have been.
You type it in on Google.
It might have been delayed
well,
by an hour.
Like, do they have China, have Google? In China?
No, they do not have Google in China.
So they have like a Google China.
Yeah,
it's like their censored version. I don't know what it's called, but
yeah, and there's
if you type in Tiananmen Square, you won't see the Tank Man picture.
Wow.
So things like Facebook and other social media sites and stuff like that, they're completely separate from country to country?
Well, they just block it all. So, yeah, if you
the
type www, yeah, it's the government.
Right. So, right now, I am using a VPN, and when I go to Google, it automatically winds up giving the country TLD for where it thinks I am. So, right now, and I'll show you off the air, but right now my computer thinks that I am in Great Britain. So I did a Google search, and it automatically defaulted to google.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there are different results. If I manually type in google.com, then the results will be slightly different from what I'm seeing at google.co.uk.
But there is no google.cn, which is China. That doesn't exist. Because Chinese and Google will not play. That's where that's at.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, VPNs, too. I mean, you can use them for legitimate purposes. Like, if you're at a public Wi-Fi, it's a good idea to connect to a VPN and then go to the Internet.
Yep.
Or if you're, like, a lot of workplaces, you'll VPN into your company's servers. So, I mean, I think it's really messed up and stupid for them to do that.
Right, and then... You mentioned being on a public Wi-Fi. Well, James, you mentioned being on a public Wi-Fi. I know for a fact that McDonald's, if you're sitting at a McDonald's or a Starbucks or a Target using their Wi-Fi, there are certain sites that they will not let you go to because, you know, they've deemed them to, you know, not be safe for work or whatever. But if you're on a VPN, you should be able to skirt around that.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm more concerned when I use public Wi-Fi hotspots or common hotspots like a McDonald's. Guys,
people
that's
sniffing your package.
It is. That is the easiest way to get your stuff hacked. It's very easy to be on one of those networks and to gather all the packets going back and forth, including your usernames and passwords for any site that you happen to be logging into, including your banking sites and things like that. So
what is your recommendation? Just not use those things altogether?
No, I use them all the time, but as James rightly points out,
use a VPN.
Yep.
James, thanks for the call. Hope everything is going well for you out in the green state of Colorado. More on the various polling numbers that we have, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Whether it be on the polling numbers of Donald Trump and Russia and Vladimir Putin and Congress. And, well, there are more interesting numbers that we'll delve into. But again, your calls and thoughts welcome on that, or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And voters, according to public policy polling, voters are so dim on Trump that they think in the first week of his administration that he will prove to be the worst U.S. president since Richard Nixon. So they asked the questions, and they went backwards. Who's a better president, Donald Trump, or who will end up being a better president, Donald Trump or Barack Obama? Obama got him by 5%, 48-43. George Bush, 5% advantage, 40-35. Bill Clinton has him by 10,
wow,
51-41. Daddy Bush, George H.W., 47-32, so 15% point spread. Roddy Reagan has a 40-point spread over Donald Trump, 57-17. Even Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford have advantages over Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
45-42 and 42-37.
People voting weren't even alive during this presidency,
yeah,
so how are they comparing?
I was born during the Carter administration. So, you know, like, yes, I was alive I don't really know anything about it other than what I've read in some history books, and even that is sketchy. So all it says is, you know, like, Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer, became president, and then Iranian hostages.
So before anybody brings up my age once again, yes, I was born during the Johnson administration.
I was going to say, is it bad that I don't know who's
the Andrew. Nice one. Where's our rim shot? We have to have a soundboard in here for rim shots.
Wait, so, who was president in 1990?
1990
that would
was,
have been Daddy Bush.
Daddy Bush.
Daddy Bush. Oh, okay. I'm a Bush baby.
You are.
And
can you say that?
That sounds so wrong.
And Donald Trump has a 9-point advantage as of right now in his, you know, first week in office. 9 percentage point advantage over Richard Nixon, 40-31.
Well, I say we just write the whole thing off then. The people have spoken. They spoke in the majority at the polls, so that was the first one. And now there's obviously polling, so we better just rip up this constitutional republic by the roots and start over.
Yeah.
Now,
is that it?
Let me give you the most, and there's definitely more here that we can pick at throughout the night, but the most interesting question of all of the questions that they asked, is it acceptable to punch a Nazi in the face? 18% of voters responded, yes, it is acceptable to punch a Nazi in the face. 51% said no, and 31% said that they're unsure. Supporters of Clinton and Trump are actually tied in agreement on this, with 18% of each saying it's okay, whereas supporters of Jill Stein overwhelmingly favor punching Nazis. 78% of respondents who said that they voted for Jill Stein also said that they're in favor of punching Nazis in the face.
Nazi punching.
Now, one thing that I think is rather interesting.
They violate the NAP.
I was just going to say, what did the Nazi do to me? And I'm not going to hit somebody just because
here's the thing.
Don't agree with my beliefs.
I'm not, you know, defending punching a Nazi in the face, but I do find it kind of ironic that the people that are willing to throw someone from a helicopter for their beliefs are all upset when they get punched in the face for theirs.
Yeah.
You know, just a bit of irony there. Let's go to the phones. We've got Patrick calling in from Arizona listening to K-Talks. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Patrick.
Hello?
Hi, Patrick.
You're on the air.
Go ahead.
Hello. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, guys. Oh, I finally got you on the radio. Usually it's just the two guys. I'm a police officer.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts, Patrick.
The other day, I caught your comment about, stop asking trucks to open up the back when we pull them over. The actual story goes, I was actually trying to help the guy. He said he had a loose wire on the taillight. Okay, and he said, I need a screwdriver. So I'm about ready to get the screwdriver, and I hear a baby crying in the back of the truck. What would you do? I mean, it's a 50-foot semi. It's supposed to be carrying stuff. A baby crying in the back of a truck? At first, I thought I was hearing things, but then this guy's face started to turn, and he looked like he was going to run. And I'd be honest with you, out here in the middle of the desert, I don't know where he was planning on going. But, you say our concerns are for, you know, the welfare of people, and all this trafficking and stuff that's been going on, coyoting and all that. But, you know, that was the only reason why that door got popped open.
Because somebody made something illegal to do.
Yeah, well, that too, but the fact is I was just doing my job, but what would you do if you heard a baby crying in the back of a semi and a guy looking all suspicious and you're trying to help him fix his light because he said he just has to hook up a wire? So, yeah, we had a screwdriver in the back of the vehicle, so we were trying to help him because the roads were icy and we didn't want him, getting into an accident with a light out. You know, we were trying to do the right thing as a Samaritan and also do our job, because he was sort of swerving a little bit when we were when we were coming up behind him and with the light out, we weren't gonna even give him a ticket.
I'll tell you, there's nothing that makes me more nervous than a police officer driving behind me for some distance, even when I'm not doing anything illegal, because I have been pulled over for, you know, basically no reason. So, when a cop pulls up behind me, I get a little nervous and I'm not necessarily going to be driving the best.
So can I throw this out? I'm going to get slammed for this, and I welcome it. The reason a baby was put in danger in the back of a truck is because of our immigration policy.
Well, you know, but we don't have anything to do about
whose baby
that. I mean,
was
we
it?
Were just doing that. I mean, we really, it actually, you know, a lot of times we pull up on things as officers, and we're sort of caught up in the loop. We don't do our job, we're yelled at. If we do our job, we're yelled at.
So
you try to do the right thing. You try to, you know, the key is really, it's really somewhat, it really, if you're a real good officer, you learn that some things are really none of your business, but it's your job to report it, you know, just to report it, to do what you're supposed to do, and then leave it alone. You don't carry a grudge. You just do the job to make sure things are safe. But when you said that the other day, it sort of burned me up because I was like, wow, I remember that incident. It was sad because there was 25 people in the back of that truck.
So,
and believe me,
let me ask this question, Patrick. After you opened up or had the driver of the semi open up the back trailer, what wound up happening?
Well, my partner got a little bit freaked, so I had to calm him down because he was a rookie. You know, he wanted
to get. So, how many people got arrested?
Radio. Well, actually, the driver. The other people were they took them to a facility, and I didn't follow up on it because, like I say, it's none of my business. But the fact is the driver got arrested for one reason. He had falsified his ID.
Hold the thought, Patrick. I want to find out the rest of the story. So hold the line. We'll come back to Patrick, who, actually, for listeners that aren't aware, he is a police officer. 855-450-FREE.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to Patrick here in a moment. But, Chris, did you notice something about my face? I shaved before the show tonight.
You look very smooth.
I hate shaving.
Doesn't he, Heather?
Yeah.
I hate shaving, but, you know, I'll do it once or twice a week. And I've been using a Harry's razor recently. And, you know, it's pretty good razor, and it's actually, you know, a good value. These things come in at about $2 a blade, and it's one of the multi-blade razors, so it's not just a single blade. So when I say $2 a blade, you know, it's $2 for, you know, each little blade head that has three razors on it. Does that make sense?
We could do the math and come up with the cost per blade, and it would be very low. That's what you're saying.
Right. So, yeah, like the actual shaving thing that has multiple blades, it's about $2 per head compared to, you know, like, say, a Mach 3.
Right.
It, you know, comes in somewhere around $4 or $5 a head. And the Harry's, actually, specifically the Harry's Shave Kit, comes with five precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover, and a weighted ergonomic handle. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades that they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just covers shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for listeners of Free Talk Live, go to harrys.com right now. Enter code FTL at checkout. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And they will give you a post-shave balm absolutely free. That's balm, B-A-L-M, not bomb as in something that goes boom. harrys.com, code FTL.
Boom.
Let's go back to the phones where we've got Patrick in Arizona. And Patrick is a police officer in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Called in a couple days ago about a story where he had pulled somebody over in, at the time you said truck, and technically, you know, it is a truck, but tonight you clarified that it was a semi. When you made the call a couple nights ago, I'm thinking, you know, like a pickup truck with like a 6-foot bed and maybe a tarp over something in the back.
We're talking tractor trailer.
Sorry.
Tractor trailer. No, that's fine. Just trying to, you know, let you know what I was thinking and probably what Ian was thinking as well. And you pulled the guy over because he had a light out, and he said, there's a loose wire, just, you know, need a screwdriver, I can tighten that up. And you heard a baby cry.
Yeah, we heard the baby cry, and we, you know, the guy started acting all squirrely on us. I looked over at
right, because he probably was, he was probably thinking, I'm either getting arrested or about to get shot.
Well, no, not really. I mean, the fact is my partner, I mean, we were acting pretty calm. We were just trying to help the guy out, you know, because, you know, we heard the baby cry. So to get back to it, we had him pop the back, and we found the people. They were all in there, and they were, some of the people were in really bad shape. We kept the, we keep a case of water, bottled water in there.
Okay.
So we made sure that we got water to all the people, and then the people were all speaking Spanish, and none of my partner and I couldn't speak Spanish, so we had to call for backup with somebody who could speak Spanish, because even though the truck driver could speak Spanish, at that point, his ID didn't match up.
Right.
We got really crazy then, so then I called in the highway patrol, which came out, and they were talking, and then next thing you know, ICE was out there. Immigration services were out there because one of the persons, I guess, had said that they were coming from Mexico. So they called them out. And at this point, I'm just thinking, God, I got a lot of paperwork tonight to do. And, which I did. And we were about, you know, we were going to issue a ticket to the driver initially after that, but then the highway patrol stepped in with ICE, and they told us that being that it was somewhat it was near a freeway, they have jurisdiction. The sheriff department stepped in, and the next thing you know, they had to bring out a it looked like a Ford van, you know, one of those vans that they transport people.
Paddy wagons.
And to be honest with you, it was worrisome. I mean, luckily, in the back they have us keep certain things now, like occasionally we'll get from the Christmas runs, teddy bears, things like that. Luckily, we had a couple blankets back there we were able to give them. And we try to do our job as humanly as possible, you know, and the thing is the guy was, he ended up being somebody else other than what his driver's license was. I had to go to court on that, but, you run across.
I can see your concerns though. Because even though that, like, I do think there needs to be, like, immigration reform and stuff myself, it's so sad to me that people, you know, that want to come to this country and work and stuff, they should have that opportunity. But I do see what you mean in the sense that, like, human trafficking and child trafficking is such a huge thing that it's like when you get into those situations, it's like, I guess it's just making sure that they're the people in the truck, really, their well-being, you know? And if some of them, like you said, were in bad condition, it's like, regardless of what your job is, it's nice to see that you cared enough, at least.
But here's the thing. If there weren't prohibitions on people coming into the country, then people would not see the need to climb into the back of a 25
or 50-foot 18-wheeler. There's also people that are forced against their will into the back of trucks like that are trafficked all over the country.
Yeah.
I
got one for you. I got one for you that just recently happened out here, and it was on the news. We got a Amber Alert for a potential runaway, and I can't get into too much details in the vicinity of the areas because it'll give up our work. But she was a runaway in California. She was 14 years old, and she was picked up by two people that were actually when they were pulled over by the police. Now, this is a good thing that happened. I mean,
right.
pulled over mm-hmm. the police in Arizona, and they were able to catch them. These people were actually selling her to sex slaves.
Well,
they were actually charged.
And I applaud
you. I mean, they were able to save the girl.
I applaud you guys for catching the people in the act and getting the girl back. That's what police need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
I will disagree.
Stop the dumb stuff, guys.
Exactly.
Wouldn't
it be completely different if on this side of the border from Mexico, there was a big, huge parking lot and it said Welcome Center? And as people who wanted to come to the United States, they would have to go through one of these, otherwise they're going to get picked up and thrown back over the fence or whatever. But if you just come to a welcome center and say, what are you here for? I'm here to work in agriculture. Well, I'm looking at the numbers here, and we still do need people to do that and go over to that table and fill out a form.
They used to do that years ago.
Right. But where did all that go?
That
all became bureaucratic work and fill out a bunch of papers and pay us a bunch of money. Patrick, thanks for the call.
You know what I mean?
I used to work with a guy from Malawi.
The government took over.
I used to work with a guy from Malawi. He had been in the country for about a decade at the time. Had spent $15,000 on legal fees and various filings of documents. And still had a couple years to go before he actually wound up becoming a U.S. citizen.
I don't doubt it. My real gripe with this whole thing is number one, these two issues, let's say it's terrorism and illegal immigration, quit making them one thing, number one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop terrorists, then stop terrorists. And if you want to screen people coming in, okay, we'll screen people coming in. But we still have a need for human capital. I hate to break it to people, but your average American does not want to go sling 20-pound watermelons into the back of a truck bed all day long.
Mm-hmm. Right. There was a situation in Georgia a couple years ago after Georgia passed some onerous immigration thing to where every time you quote-unquote do business with the state, you have to prove your legal citizenship or your legal status.
Right.
So a bunch of immigrants left.
Look, I'm out of here.
Vegetables were dying on the vine, so the prisons got involved and said, we'll have people work in the fields. And the next day, people said, yeah, throw me in solitary. I'm not going back. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up next, 855, 450, free.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.